Welcome to Pleasant Ridge Today, the official podcast of Pleasant Ridge Waldorf School in Viroqua, Wisconsin. I'm Robin Kotke.
I'm David Levin.
Good morning, David.
Good morning, Robin.
Oh, last week, May Day celebration, and a special feature this year, of course, was the solar panel array ribbon cutting.
That was a fairly big event.
Yes, I was so pleased with the turnout. Folks stuck around. We had a beautiful cake from the Viroqua Baking Company that was fruit and frosting, all and gluten-free, which is amazing, and all made to look like solar panels. Did you notice that?
I didn't notice that, but that you mention it, I wondered why those were like grouped that way.
Yeah, like abstract solar panels.
Yeah.
That was nice. but we had lots of folks on hand, and of course the May Day King and Queen cut the ribbon, which was really sweet and symbolic.
Super sweet. The scissors were a little smaller than I had hoped for, but they were still excellent scissors.
I had higher hopes for the scissors, I have to say.
One of those big cartoon scissors.
Yeah, that like everybody could grab onto.
Exactly.
You know.
Like 5 feet long.
Yes. But the all that led up to the ribbon cutting, of course. What a fun May Day. It was the sweetest in memory. They've all been great, but this particular one was particularly funny. And the chicken choosing the May Day King and Queen. I mean, there was just hilarity all around.
I always love that so much, but you're right. It was especially great.
Yeah, and they, you know, careful selection made by both. And then, of course, after the one chose the king, that chicken went on the lamb.
Right.
And just, I'll never forget all of the children. They were so excited.
Yeah.
And everybody, you know, running after this AWOL chicken. That was sweet. And then, of course, the one who chose the queen. I was watching from a distance, but it really appeared that this chicken turned and made eye contact with each of the girls before choosing. And
that's a very thoughtful chicken.
Yes. Discerning comes to mind. So again, thank you to everyone who puts that together. Julie Caspers Agar still comes and makes it all happen.
I know,
she teaches the May Day dance. She hasn't had children in the school for some time, but she so clearly loves the school and loves the festival life. And you know, of course, she helps with the tree lighting and many different festivals. And now she has, of course, a few grandchildren that I feel very confident will also come to Pleasant Ridge.
Wow.
Yeah. So so thank you to I believe it was the second grade who got all of the things together for the May Day crowns.
Okay.
And it was a good time.
It's
all
really
around.
Good.
And a beautiful day. This week. Every week I say it's a big week, but this week, holy smokes. this is not hyperbole. So David has just returned from taking his eighth grader to the school to see the whole eighth grade off on this big, jolly, green, enormous bus.
Enormous.
Headed south for their eighth grade trip.
Nine days.
Lots of time in the bus.
Yeah.
They're going to be doing some pretty thrilling outdoor activities, including rock climbing and
horseback riding.
Rafting, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, they're so excited.
So excited. And you said that I saw the bus, you know, I saw it in the parking lot, and then I saw it barreling down the street, but I never did get a close-up of all of the children boarding the bus, and you had some interesting observations about them and what they were wearing.
Yeah, well, eighth grade, I was going to say project, that's not right. Their last handwork project was, I think, either pajama pants or aprons.
Mm-hmm.
And they were all wearing what they had made in that. So first I saw all the pajama pants. I thought, well, that sort of makes sense. It's kind of a 9 day sleepover.
It's 9 hours
and then
today,
I saw
right?
Some, yeah, in 9 hour drive today. And then I saw some kids in aprons. I was like, why are they wearing aprons?
Yeah.
And then somebody explained, it wasn't just a sleepwear theme. It was a handwork theme.
Why is Miles wearing an apron?
Why is he wearing an apron and shorts? And they're all in their socks, too, because you can't wear your shoes. Once you get on the bus, you got to take your shoes off. It's like you're indoors in a house.
Oh, okay.
And so they're running around in the parking lot with their socks and their jammies. And my goodness.
That's adorable. I hope somebody took pictures.
A lot of pictures.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good. I'd love to send some of those out on an e-news.
There were a couple good ones of just the whole crew standing by the side of the bus. Yeah. That was nice.
Oh, good. Okay.
I'm assuming there'll be a lot more generated over the next 9 days.
Oh, sure.
So, not by the kids, though. No devices allowed.
Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah. I think that's really smart.
Yeah. A lot of pushback from the students from on that point.
From the students? Or
why
the...
can't we even just listen to music? Why not?
Well, I know that Jordan put together a playlist.
That's the thing.
She got, which I think is a great compromise. She, I think, asked each child for their favorite song or maybe list of songs. And then she spent one whole night putting all of these together and just chuckling over the choices.
Yeah.
That's really
all
great.
All good.
Wow.
So they brought games, you know, card games and books and journal and stuff. And
yeah.
It's going to spend a lot of time together.
Is that what they call those things?
I don't know.
I don't think
they're
into
still doing
anymore.
Cootie catchers at
do you know
that
what I'm talking
age.
About
I totally
that?
Do. Yeah, I still got my cooties around somewhere, I think, because I caught them and
right.
I was attached to them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's so fun. So be on the lookout, folks. I really want to get my hands on some of these pictures and share them because I really want to see these get ups too.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then, so also just pentathlon, speaking of big week, right?
A huge week. And in fact, I was late coming over here to record the podcast this morning because I got caught up in Mr. Schmidt's fifth grade class. Of course, the fifth grade goes to pentathlon every year. And the sixth grade went last night and created and served this whole amazing Greek feast. Mm. And they brought the centerpieces back. I hope this isn't a spoiler alert for anyone, but the sixth grade brought all of the centerpieces back and some balloons, and you should see Mr. Schmidt's room and what awaits these fifth graders when they return to their classroom. Hmm. So I stood in there and just started to cry because it's just so beautiful. And then Amy Moore stopped by, and of course she's a sixth grade teacher, and she was telling me about it, and she started to cry, and we were just a mess. Today is just such a big day, you know, with the end of pentathlon and the children returning, and then all of the eighth graders, you know, going out on their trip. I saw Tammy Olson in the hall, tears. She has both an eighth grader and a fifth grader. Good Oof. Heavens. So anyway, I learned so much about the pentathlon this year. Was it Wednesday at 12:50? We all came out into the hallway. It was teeming with people. The fifth grade stood at the front of the hallway and sang, was it Apollo? Is that what they sang?
I don't remember, but yeah,
but a song specifically for, it was a ceremony, mm-hmm. really, to see them off. And then it's the one time that they can run through the halls. And after they sang this beautiful song, they ran down the hall giving high fives. And of course, all of the other students who have participated in the pentathlon are wearing their shirts. And remember, we talked about some have grown more than others. And, you know, by the eighth grade.
Yeah.
I think I was looking at Kevin, you know, mostly because he's grown so much. You know, his shirt has become very short. it was just so fun.
Yeah.
But what Amy told me was that, you know, a lot of the children from the high school come over.
Oh, sure.
And participate as judges. And her daughter, Celie, and I think Kayleigh Ramsey were Athena and Zeus.
Oh, yeah.
And it's always a big secret who it's going to be. But a lot of the children from the high school come back because they really love witnessing this, you know, year after year. What a cool tradition.
So cool. So beautiful.
Yeah. So I can't wait to see images of that, too. I know that we keep some of this under wraps from the children because it really is like a rite of passage in the fifth grade. But I wonder if there are some images that we'll be able to share. I did ask Amy if she would be willing to come talk to us about what that's like. You know, certainly she's had some children participate mm-hmm. in the pentathlon of her own. Mm-hmm. And then she's now on the other side and they prepared the Greek feast. And then, you know, just last year her children were participating. Yeah. So congratulations, everyone. It sounds like it was freezing, uncharacteristically so, but she said that despite that, the children and the families and the high school students who were there were so engaged, and that it was just truly spectacular.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're up next year, Frances will be in fifth grade.
Yes.
Next year, and you're 1 year
1 year behind, so Francis will be making, you know, the Greek feast for for our current third grade class.
I chaperoned when we went, which is, doesn't sound like that big a thing unless you know me. Betty's been trying to get me to chaperone one of their trips, you know, for all 8 years. And I'm like, I just, no. If it's camping, you don't want me there.
Right.
I'll require more support than I'll be able to provide. But this was cabins. So it's like, okay, there's going to be one. I guess this is it. Sure. So I went for that one too. It's great.
Oh, yeah. And I've heard, I have never been to Sugar Creek, but I've heard that that's really quite beautiful.
It's a beautiful place. Yeah. Great facility.
Mm. Okay. So we've got some news to cover. The seventh grade plant sale continues. The seventh grades still have many lovely organic plants for sale, including vegetables, herbs, flowers, and perennials. We will have another sale day on Friday, May 10th from 2:15 to 3:30 p.m. If you would like to shop in the meantime, at your convenience, please feel free to stop by the PRWS Greenhouse. Pricing will be posted, and there will be an honor system bucket for depositing your payment. Please write checks out to PRWS Class of 2020. Thank you for your support. The fifth grade play, gosh, the fifth grade has been busy. The fifth grade play is coming up on Wednesday and Friday, May 15th and 17th, 9 a.m. on Wednesday and 9:15 a.m. on Friday after the assembly in the fifth grade classroom. And then the seventh grade play, Delicious Adventure. Welcome, welcome to the Tale of a Delicious Adventure. You are all welcome to attend the seventh grade performance of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. So there will be three performances, all in the Landmark Auditorium. Thursday, May 16th at 8:45 a.m., and that's a school performance, and then again at 6 p.m. Also Friday, May 17th at 6 p.m. Friday's performance will include a Wonka-themed bake sale. All performances are free and open to the public. Oh, wow, my imagination is running wild with Wonka-themed bake sale.
Yes.
I will be there.
Sounds fun. I love that story.
We have an assembly on Friday, May 17th. This is an open assembly. We have a few grades sharing, and then this is also the time of year that we thank all of the volunteers that go really above and beyond. We'll also be saying goodbye to a few volunteers in leadership roles. Mm. You know, Therese has been carrying the lunch program, and Chris Leinberger will be honored that day. She's been the library coordinator for the past 6 years. And also we'll be saying goodbye to a few staff who won't be returning next year. So please join us for that. Friday, May 24th is the last day of school, if you can believe it. We'll have a noon dismissal that day and also our end of year picnic. The picnic will be held on our school playground following the assembly the last day of school. School ends at noon and the picnic will start shortly after. So bring your picnic gear and your appetites. If it rains, we will be in the gym. Here's what to bring. Please, please remember to bring dishes, silverware, and cups for each member of your family, as well as a blanket and chairs to sit on. We say that because preparations will be in full swing in the kitchen for graduation later that day.
Sure. Yeah.
And I think we've been getting kind of lax on bringing our own dishes and utensils, and so we're finding that more people are just borrowing from the kitchen, but this would be a particularly bad time to do that. So so please do bring those from home. In addition to potluck gear, you might want to bring balls or frisbees or other fun things to play with. Please bring food to share with everyone with a serving utensil. There are food assignments. So food is assigned by the first letter of the children's last name. A through E should bring savory snacks and appetizers. F through P, main dishes. R through Z, salads and side dishes. Vegan and gluten-free items are welcome. All food items should be nut-free and sesame-free. New this year, families do not need to bring dessert, as dessert will be provided. Please focus your efforts instead on bringing a generous amount of healthy food to share. We all come hungry to this picnic. Lastly, it is always a good idea to pack a post-assembly, pre-picnic starting snack for your kids to help them make it through the setup. We hope to see you there. Hey, you know what time it is?
I'm just going to say no.
Okay.
Because I'm not going to have the right answer.
Yeah, why would she be asking in the middle of this?
I could check my watch, but that would be too literal.
Right. It's time to return all school library books.
That's what time it is.
All Pleasant Ridge Library books are due back by Friday, May 11th. Please take a look through your home and round up all of our books. Thank you much. It's also time to return music instruments and procure your summer rentals. Instruments rented from the school need to be returned before the end of the school year. If you will be returning the instrument, seventh graders should return it during their last class on Monday, May 20th, and all other grades should return theirs on Wednesday, May 22nd, during their last class. No instrument should be just left in the hallway or music room. They must all be checked in.
Okay.
Yeah. If you wish to rent your child's instrument over the summer, you will need to fill out the rental paperwork before the instrument return date. Summer instrument rental forms are available in the front office. If your instrument is not returned before the end of school, you will be charged the summer rental fee. It's also time for the final steps around re-enrollment. To complete your child's re-enrollment for the 2019-2020 school year, the following items are due by June 15, 2019. Your payment plan in the form of either postdated checks for the entire year or a completed ACH automatic withdrawal form. ACH forms are available in the office or by email. Any open balances for the 2018-19 school year or any prior years, including all raffle and instrument rental balances, must be brought current. And finally, a $225 supply fee for each grade student and a $250 grocery fee for each kindergarten student enrolled for the 2019-2020 school year. Please note that your re-enrollment is not finished until all of these steps have been completed. Contracts finalized after June 15, 2019 will be assessed a $250 late fee. Please stop at the business office or email finance@pleasantridgewaldorf.org to make an appointment to finalize your contract.
All right.
Okay. It's also time, if you haven't already, to start thinking about summer camp. And we have quite the lineup this year for the PRWS 2019 summer camp program. You can find brochures on that table right inside, right off the foyer, when you come into the school. So take a look there. There's also information online. There is a camp option for everyone aged 5 through 14.
We have really good summer camp offerings, I think.
Oh, we do.
It's a fairly recent development, just few years.
Yeah, I think that this is the fourth season. It has been really nice. And we're planning on taking advantage of a couple of them. The circus camp looks particularly nice, and we've had really...
Oh, that's super fun.
Yeah, we've had some really nice experiences with the Wild Things outdoor camp, too. Mm. That's led by Janelle Peterson.
Okay.
Yeah, and the circus camp is led by Francia. So check out the other offerings, too. Here's another exciting opportunity. If you have a business or a side gig, consider advertising your business in the Pleasant Ridge Directory and Handbook. Every year, Pleasant Ridge publishes its annual directory and handbook, a treasure trove of information used by all members of our school community. One of the most popular features of the PRWS directory and handbook is our Yellow Pages section, featuring listings and ads from businesses who offer products and services of interest to our community. Even more than the regular Yellow Pages, members of our school community turn to these Yellow Pages first because we know that these businesses support our school.
Mm-hmm.
True story. Do you have a business or side gig you'd like to promote? We'd love to help you. There are many different ad size possibilities. A listing is only $45. There's a fourth page ad for $125, half page ad $200, or a full page ad for $350. Please contact Robin Kotke, in the development office to discuss and or reserve your ad. We'll be finalizing things for that around July 15th. So you can also call me at the office, 637-8504. Thanks so much for considering.
Excellent.
I use my directory and handbook all the time.
Oh, yeah, I use the directory a lot, for sure.
Mm-hmm. It's just so handy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Annual Giving 100% Participation Pledge Reminder. Thank you to all who gave or pledged a gift to our annual fund. 96%.
Great.
Amazing. If you have not yet turned in your pledged gift, please do so by the end of the school year. Remittance envelopes are available in the office. Thanks again, and way to go. Together, we really can do so much. Extra, extra. Calyx delivery, an opportunity to share it with family and loved ones. Be on the lookout for the spring issue of the Calyx, a PRWS print publication, to be delivered to your home this week. Many grandparents and loved ones look forward to receiving the Calyx as well, which offers insight into Waldorf education and good things happening here at the school. Please let us know if you have loved ones who may like to be included on our mailing list and or e-news list.
Nice.
Yeah, let me know in the development office, or you could let Nan know too, and she's really great at getting the messages to us. Mm-hmm. Something to say about the Calyx this time around, kind of a snafu. The art on the front was credited to Ada Lenars, when in fact it was Ruby Hodapp's artwork on the front. I feel terrible about that.
Sorry, Ruby.
I'm sorry, Ruby. You'll notice some corrections posted around. It's the skeleton with the umbrella. It's really sweet. Here's some really sweet community news. Welcome to the Eklund baby.
Oh.
Yeah. Davina and David welcomed a healthy baby boy to their family on Tuesday, May 7th. Mother, father, and babe are all well, and as of Tuesday afternoon, they were still working on finalizing the name. As we know, Davina's family lives in Germany, and although we can never replace their presence, we sure can cook for her. Let's gather round and fill her home with nutritious food. You can sign up for the meal wheel. If you'd be so kind, there are a couple of different ways to get that link. You can get it in the Lunchbox Express. I believe that that may also be available on our Facebook page. Thank you for signing up. And thank you to Julia Hugo for putting the meal wheel together.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I understand that the second grade class has also gifted Miss Davina with a postpartum doula and several hours of a postpartum doula to come in and just help in all of the different ways that you could never even know that you'll need help until you have a baby, which is especially sweet given that her family is in Germany. And I have always said that new mamas sure do need a lot of mothering, themselves. And a postpartum doula is so great because they can just do what's needed. You know, if it's just making a meal or holding the baby or brushing mom's hair or, just tending to whatever comes up. So
nice.
Yeah. State solo and ensemble performances. Lucia Nannini and Peter Levin received an exemplary performance recognition nomination for their cello duet performance at the State Solo and Ensemble last weekend. Bravo. This is an honor indeed. Also, please congratulate Ada Lenars and Emma Krings, who performed their violin duet at State as well.
It was a fun day.
That's really great. Good job. All school workday gratitude. Many thanks to those who were able to join us for the workday on Sunday. Many hands made light work of sweeping, raking, wood chip spreading, pruning, mower tuning, and fence decorating. The grounds and shed look so much better. A special thank you to John Deline for running the day. Sadly, this was his last workday at Pleasant Ridge. As a parent, he's been on that facility committee.
Oh, boy.
For 17 years.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. So cake was brought out. German chocolate, his favorite. Joe Lenars.
Oh, that's so great.
Arranged that. That was really sweet. You could tell he was really touched. It was really a great turnout, despite that being the third attempt at a workday because of the crazy weather that we've had. And thanks to Joe Lenars on the facilities committee who helps organize that.
That's a pretty busy committee. There's a lot of work.
Oh, man.
Involved in that one.
Yeah, it's no joke. Right, if you're just looking to kind of coast, that's not the committee for you. Not suggesting that anybody here is trying to coast.
I complain about marketing committee sometimes, but we got nothing on that committee.
Thanks, guys.
One thing I wanted to add and just interject a little bit was sort of as a result of it's directly as a result of the big Pleasant Ridge Solar Project. We started thinking about that again for our place and talked to Alicia.
Yeah.
And we are having a system put in. And so the reason I wanted to mention it was not because of ours, but just to let people realize what a great opportunity it is right now with the combination of the different sort of subsidies available.
Sure.
And there's this incredible financing option available through Western, WCCU, the credit union here in town in Westby. OV has funded this financing plan. And basically, there's no payments for like a year. They can finance your full project.
Wow.
You wait a year till your tax credits kick in, and then you finance the balance at 3%, which is unheard of.
Sure.
And so if anybody is even half thinking about adding solar to their home, this is really a great and unique time to do it. And another thing is that and I was reminded of this at the ribbon cutting, but Focus on Energy is one of the people that, one of the groups that provides some subsidies for these. But up until this year, like we talked about it a few years ago, mm-hmm. but our main, the building, the garage we have that we use for this is an east-west facing.
Sure.
And they didn't used to include those in their subsidies, but they do now. So
great.
It just really is a unique time to at least have her talk to Alicia, have them come by and take a look and just see if it makes sense for you, because it's a great opportunity.
Oh, it sure is. Yeah, that's great.
Ours should be up within a month.
Very nice.
Super nice.
Yeah. Yes, it certainly makes me interested in looking into what might be possible at our house too for mm-hmm. solar, mm-hmm. for solar energy.
I mean, the subsidies run to about 40%.
Great.
So all of a sudden it starts to really make sense.
Sure.
As far as the time to break even, and that there's that first year of no payments, you're getting pretty significant savings on your electric bill.
Sure.
To sort of, you know, accrue before the payments kick in, and mm-hmm. it's like I said, it's just a really unique opportunity. I don't think enough people are. I certainly wasn't aware of. I assume I'm not the only one.
Sure. Well, thank you for sharing that, because that, you know, the incentive. I mean, it certainly is something that I'm sure folks just may think is out of reach.
Exactly. 40% makes a big difference.
Huge difference.
If it was a $20,000 project, and by the way, Alicia, there's another thing that's going on right now with her that she's able to get the prices lower than normal because they made a bulk buy of panels, I guess.
See.
But anyway, let's just say it was 20 and like, well, ouch, that's a lot. But all of a sudden now it's 12 mm-hmm. and no payments for a year and mm-hmm. 3% on the balance. Mm-hmm. It's a lot more doable.
And right. And this is savings that you'll see.
Exactly.
You know, over time.
Exactly.
And it's a really responsible thing to do as a world citizen. And especially, gosh, it seems like we just keep getting more and more frenzied, and rightly so, about all things climate change.
Yeah.
And so
I think a lot of, well, I know we were, you know, a lot of time just thinking, because I really wish we could make a step like this. Mm-hmm. And it just seemed like too big a hurdle, too big a commitment. Mm-hmm. And this makes it much easier, much more likely that you can figure it out.
And, right. And so at least if it, you know, now that it seems, you know, somewhat more within reach, then, you know, it definitely is worth just exploring a little bit further to
yeah,
see what that would mean for you. So,
and she's got a really great system for just very quickly evaluating mm-hmm. how the numbers add up, whether it would work for you and all that. So
great.
Just give a call over there.
Yeah, thanks for sharing.
Ethos.
Yes. Shop Growing for Good for your Mother's Day needs. Contact info at Growing for Good or call 608-637-8200. Growing for Good has expanded hours this week, Thursday and Friday from 1 to 5 p.m., Saturday from 11 to 2. You could get your mom a large geranium for $15. You could also find a gift-wrapped houseplant and succulent that she'll love. Or perhaps you'd like to design your own succulent pot for $5 to $10, which is great for kids. In-town delivery is available for just $5. Thanks for supporting Growing for Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And happy Mother's Day.
And happy Mother's Day, indeed. Other community news. Miss Julie in the kitchen is desperately seeking the return of a large white apron with the PRWS logo printed on it. It was a gift that she really treasures, and it's been missing since spring break. Please return it ASAP. Okay. Ridgetone Spring Concert is this weekend, Saturday, May 11th at 4 p.m. at the Good Shepherd Lutheran Church. Always a treat. Adults are $12, seniors $8, and students $5. There's also a Mother's Day brunch on Sunday.
Oh, right.
Yeah, they Youth Initiative high school students do that right over there at the Arc. It's first come, first serve. I want to say it's 9 to noon. And it's a fundraiser for the Youth Initiative high school students, and it's always beautifully done.
We've always really enjoyed that.
Yeah, we went last year.
We're not going this year.
Oh.
Margaret's out of town for Mother's Day.
Oh, right.
What?
Yeah. Well, just taking a break.
Maybe Francis and I will go and just video chat her in.
Oh, wouldn't that be nice?
We'll put the phone in the other seat.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, probably not.
Well, you know. Youth Initiative is also excited to host Cool and Weird summer camps for high schoolers during June and August this summer. Day camp offerings range from beginning Korean to a full-length musical and are open to all students entering 9th to 12th grades. Enrollment applications and brochures are available at YIHS and online at yihs.net/summer. Contact Zoe at yihs.net with questions.
Okay.
It's board election time at PRWS.
The campaigns have kicked into high gear.
Yes, they have. We have three incumbents and three incumbents only. And you have an opportunity to vote for three. Exactly three. Those incumbents are Hallie Ashley, Mark Brudas, and Jennifer Wade. They have each written a bio that can be found at the end of the Lunchbox Express. And votes are due by Wednesday, May 22, 2019.
What a nice break from politics as normal, our board elections,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes. You're not going to see any negative campaign ads. You know, Jen's not putting anything out about, you know, Mark, and, you know, they're just they're just good friends.
Yep.
Isn't that nice?
It's nice, super nice.
Yes, and Hallie too. I mean, there's just, it's so nice how people work together and for the common good.
So you bring your ballot into the office?
Yes.
There's a box or a basket there?
Yes. And in single-parent households, the parent, there's, of course, then one vote.
Oh,
and,
sure.
In two-parent households, the on the form, the second parent can vote right there on the same form. Unless, of course, I mean, I know some couples who don't tell each other. This seems crazy. I shouldn't say seems crazy because there, some of you may do the same. But they don't share with one another who they vote for. What?
Secret ballot. Well, that's the heart of democracy. It has to be a secret ballot.
I don't know. You know, but, you know, different things work for different folks. So if that really rankles you and you don't want your partner to know who you're voting for and you want to do a separate ballot sheet, we will accommodate that. I think that's it for this week.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for listening. Happy spring.
Happy Mother's Day again.
Oh, yes. And we'll see you next week.
Talk to you next week.
Okay.
Bye.